Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. It's November 9th, 2025. Whether you're here in the house or listening to the replay online, we're grateful you've taken the time to join us. Before we jump into today's teaching, let's open in prayer. Abba Yahweh, we come before you humbly, grateful for this gathering and for your word that lights our steps. We thank you for your faithfulness, greater than we can understand. Open our hearts and minds today. Help us to see truth where we've justified our mistakes, to hear your voice above our excuses, and to choose courage, honor, and righteousness. Even when it costs us, wash us clean, teach us by your Spirit, and show us what it truly means to walk in the footsteps of Yeshua. May every word spoken honor you, the one true God, and draw us closer to your will. Speak through me today, Lord. May I present this message with your heart. And may the people receive it. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Let's talk for a few minutes about the little lies we tell ourselves. About why sometimes we make a bad choice and then get busy explaining it away. We begin justifying bad choices. There's an episode from the show FBI that sums this up perfectly. Gola, one of the agents, is known as Boy Scout. Why? Because he always does the right thing, even if it's hard, even if it costs him something. In the story of this one episode, Gola has to arrest someone he once admired, a former partner, now disgraced, who murdered a young man while undercover and claimed it was to protect the op. He tries to convince Scola to overlook his bad choice, but he says to Scola, "You'll do what you have to do because you're a Boy Scout." He believes he made the right choice and knows Scola will have him arrested. He knows he is going to pay for that choice, and also he asks to say goodbye to his son first. Because Scola isn't buying the justification. Scola knows that the why never outweighs the what. There's no good excuse for murder, no matter how risky the mission. Scola isn't swayed. He believes that in the end, the right choice is worth your own life. This leads us right to the heart of what morality is. Your choices, my choices, always matter. We always get to choose. We don't always get to choose the consequences. Choices have ripple effects, sometimes miles wide. The Hebrew word for sin, het, literally means to miss the mark. When we justify bad choices, we're not just missing the target, we're aiming at something else entirely. So the Torah and the prophets over and over show us how every choice, good or bad, brings fruit. Sometimes the fruit is sweet, sometimes bitter. Good consequences are what we call blessings. Bad consequences? Bible doesn't sugarcoat it. It's called punishment or penalty or judgment. I wrote a book about it called Choices. You can find it on Amazon or my website, lotsofloveministries.com. I wrote about how every choice affects others. And I walk through the Bible and show you some of the characters in the Bible and the choices they made and how they affected those around them, not only themselves, but their family, even the nation, and even down to us today. Choices matter. And choices always have consequences, either good or bad. And you always have a choice. So it's good to make good choices so we can all have blessings. Amen. So that's one of the lies that people tell, that this choice is just going to affect me. And it's not true. You always have a choice, but that choice, good or bad, will affect others. See, Yahweh lets you have your freedom. The one true God gives you a will, a free will. Choose. And then ask you to submit that will to Him. When you choose what's right, even when it's costly, the reward isn't always immediate, but it's real. Read through the stories in my book, Choices, and you'll see it. Every person in the scriptures faces crossroads. Abraham leaves everything because Yahweh tells him to go. Ruth chooses loyalty and ends up in the line of Messiah. David chooses mercy toward Saul, even with a spear at his feet. Each time someone justifies a bad choice, like Saul or Achan or Judas, things unravel. In every one of these stories, the consequences are bigger than they realized. They ripple down through families, through generations, and sometimes right up to us. To tell the truth, people are creative. We're masters at justifying what we know is wrong. It was an emergency. They deserved it. It's just this once. But all the excuses in the world can't erase what's been done or the cost. Yeshua said, "For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." That's found in Matthew 16:25. There's no gray, no middle ground. The way of the kingdom is costly. Sometimes the right choice will hurt. It might even cost you everything. But the blessing, the real eternal reward, belongs to those who will not bend. This is a direct and sobering truth, one echoed throughout scripture. The cost of justifying and persisting in bad choices, especially without repentance, is ultimately separation from Yahweh, both in this life. And if you don't turn from it, you'll be separated from Him for all eternity. David wrestled with the apparent prosperity of the wicked, but understood their ultimate fate. The prophets, Yeshua, and the apostles were clear and are clear about judgment and hell, the second death, for those who refuse to repent. Yes, hell is real. And if you don't repent, and you persist in making bad choices until you die, when your spirit is separated from your body, it will then be separated from Yahweh forever. Serious consequence. This isn't just theory. Bad choices are expensive. Very expensive. Sometimes the consequences show up fast, like in loss of trust, broken families, disgrace in this life. Other times, it looks like people get away with it. You know, David wrote about this tension in Psalm 73, verses 2 to 3 and 12 through 18. "But as for me, my feet almost slipped. My steps nearly slid out from under me, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. So is this what the wicked are like? Always at ease? They increase wealth? Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence. When I tried to understand all this, it was troubling to my eyes. Until I entered the sanctuary of God and perceived their end. Surely you put them in slippery places. You hurled them down to destruction." David came to understand, no one escapes Yahweh's justice forever. There is a day of reckoning. Even if a person seems to prosper through bad choices now, their end is destruction. And I know some of us, you maybe, we see this. We can relate to what David is seeing. They're doing well. They're wicked. They've treated me poorly. They've stolen from me. But yet, where's the justice? Don't worry. It will come. If they don't repent, we'll get their comeuppance, as we say. Yes, they will. So we have to worry about ourselves. We want to make good choices so that we can be blessed. We have to keep our eyes off of the apparent prospering of wicked people. Because like David said, he entered the sanctuary of God and perceived their end. We need to see what their end is. Their end is total destruction. Even if they prosper in this life, you can't take it with you, they say, right? So they can get everything. But what does it prosper a man? He gains the whole world, but loses his soul. Yeshua himself warned plainly about this in Matthew 10:28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. And don't worry about people. Look to the Lord. Matthew 25:41-46, he said, then he will also say to those on the left, go away from me, you cursed ones, into the everlasting fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. He shall go off to everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. That's a promise. They will get what they deserve. But because we repent and we live righteous, we are blessed and we get to live with the Lord forever. What a blessing. So this life is just a short amount of time. It's like a vapor in the wind. Here today, gone tomorrow. In the scheme of all eternity, our life is like a day. And for that one day, whether we are prospering or not prospering, if we walk in the righteous ways of God, we will be rewarded with eternal life in the presence of Yahweh. Separation from Yahweh is the ultimate consequence. Yeshua called it outer darkness. In that place will be weeping and gnashing of teeth in Matthew 8:12. And Revelation 20:14-15, because then death and Sheol were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. We do not want to be thrown into the lake of fire. And while it's not God's will that any should perish, we know that those who persist in wickedness in this life, they will. They'll be thrown in the lake of fire. May that not be us. We want to repent and walk in righteousness, making good choices, not making bad choices and trying to justify them. There is no good reason for bad choices. It may seem like a good choice at the time, but trust me, bad choices are bad choices. And the consequences, sometimes they're immediate and small. Sometimes they're long-term and more than you ever realized they would be. David's hope and ours is still there. Repentance and trust in Yahweh's mercy through Yeshua. You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, David wrote, nor let your faithful one see decay. Psalm 16:10. Now, I know this is a messianic promise that this points to Yeshua and that he wouldn't rot in hell or the grave. He would rise on the third day. But this is also a promise to us that if we are obedient and walk in holiness and righteousness, obeying the Lord, we won't rot. Our soul won't rot in hell. We'll be redeemed. We'll be having a good consequence when we die, called a blessing. Blessing of eternal life with Yeshua. Because he paid the price and he rose again. And because he rose again, so can we. Amen? So if you find yourself on the wrong road, don't justify it. Turn, repent, take hold of mercy while it's offered, and walk in blessing, both now and for eternity. There is only one solution. If you're on the wrong side of this, like what if you already made the bad choice, justified the action, and now you're seeing the cost of that? Well, Yahweh loves you too much to leave you there. Right, he doesn't just leave you there. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now, let us reason together," says Adonai. "Though your sins be like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they be like red crimson, they will become like wool." No. This is our hope. If you confess, if you repent, you turn back. In Hebrew, that's shuv, to return. He is faithful. He is not waiting to crush you, but to forgive and restore you. 1 John 1:9 gives us this promise, which is my secondary life promise. Because don't you know, I've made a lot of bad choices in my life. And I depend on this. That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Wow. What a powerful promise that we can hold on to. So our part is to confess our sins. Repent. Say, "Yes, Lord, I made a bad choice there. Forgive me. Help me not to repeat that mistake or that bad choice." And then his part is to be faithful and righteous, to forgive us and purify us. And he will do it. Amen. This is the power of the blood of Yeshua, shed for rebels and Boy Scouts alike. Yahweh will not leave you stained. There is no mess too big, no regret too black for his mercy. After all, he turned Saul into Paul. Saul, the persecutor of the church, complicit in murder of Christians, turned and redeemed, became one of the greatest apostles of all time. Amen. He can do it for Paul. He can do it for us. And he will if we ask him. So today, stop justifying what you know is wrong. Repent and trust in Yeshua's faithfulness. Make the good choice, even if it hurts. Even if the world thinks you're a fool. If it costs you your reputation, so be it. If it costs you your life, know that the one true God has promised, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Because true life is not in this world, but in eternity with Yeshua. If you remember nothing else, remember this. There is never a good justification for a bad choice. Because this isn't worth it. Though you may lose much, you will gain what cannot be lost. Righteousness, relationship with Yahweh, and the blessing of clean hands and a pure heart, which Psalm 24:3-4 says, "Who may go up on the mountains of Adonai? Who may stand in his holy place? One with clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul in vain or sworn deceitfully. So we have a promise. Repent, and he will forgive you. He will restore you. He will wash you white as snow. He will make you pure and holy once again. And trust me, I know what it's like to make bad choices and suffer the consequences. And though you may lose Lot for bad choices, you also may lose Lot for good choices. The only difference is the much you lose by making a bad choice is so much worse and can ultimately be so much more effective through eternity as making a good choice. Because when you make a good choice and lose much, it's only you're losing what's in this world. Material wealth, goods, and maybe some relationships. But you gain so much more. You gain a relationship with the Lord and blessing for all eternity. But compare, Yahweh told Israel this way. This is the blessing, this is the curse. And he outlined it, what each looks like. He said, choose this day whom you will serve. Choose life or death. And then he pleaded with them, but please, choose life. And that's the choice we have to make every day when a choice is presented to us. Let's respond as Scola did. Let's be Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Men and women who refuse to justify wrong, who embrace what's right, who trust Yeshua to redeem every stumbling place. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Yahweh, our Redeemer, thank you for searching our hearts today. Thank you for your mercy that reaches farther than our failures, and for the blood of Yeshua that makes us new. As we leave this place, give us discernment and strength to make good choices, even when they're difficult. Help us to walk with clean hands and pure hearts, trusting you to forgiveness when we fall, because you are faithful to forgive, and for blessing as we walk in your ways. Keep our families, our communities, and our nation under your care. As so much is going on in the world right now, in America, the government shut down. That's causing trouble for many. Help those affected by the government shutdown to continue to make good choices, or to begin to make good choices. Because our trust is not in the government. It's in you, Lord. It's in our King, Yeshua. And for those who are being affected, have been affected, like in Jamaica, and are being affected, like in the Philippines, by natural disasters, hurricanes, and earthquakes, Lord, we ask that you would help them to make good choices as they make preparations to remain safe or clean up after the disaster, because stealing is never a good choice. Looting is never a good choice. But helping one another recover and rebuild, that's a good choice. Being there for each other, making good choices to protect home and family, protect themselves. Sometimes that good choice might be to evacuate. Lord, whatever the choice that's good for them in the moment that they're facing, Lord, I ask that you move upon them to protect their lives and help them make the good choices to do so. And once the disaster is past and cleanup is at hand, help them to make the good choices to help one another and come together as communities to recover from these disasters. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and your provision for those in Jamaica and the Philippines and other places around the world who are suffering natural disasters. And as we make those good choices in these times of recovery, these times of disaster, may we shine as witnesses for Yeshua in a world that desperately needs your truth and your love. In your precious name, Yeshua. Amen. Well, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this message that God put on my heart to share. To stop justifying bad choices. And look to the Lord to help you make good choices in good times and bad. And now as you do life this week, endeavoring to make good choices, may there be shalom in your home.